This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Well, that came up at the end of the show yesterday, and we didn't have the audio, and then Courtney just put Jerry Jones into timeout, so I think that is of interest for some. I don't, if he doesn't want to, like, why do the Ask the Owner segment if he doesn't want to answer the questions on the radio about the football team?
I wants the fans to get the positive stuff about the football team.
Well, did he come out looking positive in
No, he came out like a major douche, but he came out with looking like a major douche that got bread. Like, ask me another dumb question. Go ahead. And he was like, okay.
I will say credit to Kraft, because when he does speak, and it's very limited sometimes, he doesn't do people dirty like that.
No.
So.
No,
I'd rather have a guy that speaks every Wednesday. I'd much prefer a guy that loses his cool but is at least available to do local interviews, doesn't go on Charlemagne the God and ignore everybody here.
Yeah, but Jerry Jones, you basically just heard that they're told to only ask like positive questions. He doesn't let them ask those questions. He's going to replace them if they continue to.
But he's never actually replaced a host, and at least he does it. Like, I feel like even though Sam Kennedy isn't exactly, you know, transparent with every decision, like, at least the Red Sox have their front office available to us.
It's what kind, we've talked about this before. What kind of owner do you want? A guy that's going to talk every single week, and then he might say some things that you don't agree with, or somebody that never talks? I mean, it's really about what you as a fan want. And I don't, like, if you're looking at Jerry Jones, the GM, he's done a pretty good job. Just like the GM when you're talking about players.
Well, it's been a long time since they've won one.
No. I'm not saying they have, but players-wise, they always got talent.
The Cowboys are, it's smoke and mirrors, like the arrival in the helicopter. I mean, they don't spend at the top of the league.
No, I'm not saying that.
But they did spend a lot. If you look just at CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
At Dak Prescott.
Yep.
And Micah Parsons, they...
Micah Parsons is coming next. They paid the Diggs kid, the corner.
Yeah, they do. They have spent a lot.
And they draft good players.
But not in terms of the rest of the league, Greg. I'm telling you that people think of the Cowboys because they have Jerry World and all that. Like, he's a great businessman. He spends on facilities, and he draws a lot of great events to his place. But the team not winning, the number one reason they haven't won since the 90s is because of Jerry Jones. It's because he wants to be the story. His son is the GM. Like, it is a bizarre way to build an organization, and it's why Bill Belichick won't be there.
The reason why they don't win, and I agree with you, it is because of the Joneses, but it's more because of who they select as coaches and then how they interfere.
They hire malleable people.
Right.
Because ever since Jimmy Johnson left, he didn't want to be bossed around by the coach.
But when you think of them and...
They're the most valuable team, though, and they have been forever because of Jerry Jones.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So Curtis bringing up the business side of it. Like, he is probably the best businessman in the league.
And maybe in all of sports. I mean, the branding he did for the Cowboys is second to none.
Right.
And when do you, and I don't know, like, I'd have to go back and see where they land when it comes to spending money, but you really never see them letting good players get away. And he always drafts great players who then re-sign in that organization. You know, we've talked about CeeDee Lamb, or we talk about Tony Romo. They found Tony Romo. They ended up paying him. He stuck with the organization. Zeke, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, when he was at the height of his career, they ended up paying him. So they always kind of like...
I mean, I give him credit for saying, I think it was during that same interview where he said he's not a fan of firing a coach in the middle of the season and doesn't do it. And
see,
so
that's his problem.
The real thing he doesn't like is paying a coach not to do anything.
That's his biggest problem, and Curtis is right. He hires too many do-boys that when he says, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, on-field stuff, they do it. You know, the only person who didn't really do it was Parcells, and that's why you got to wonder.
Oh, but Curtis is right. Jerry Jones, I mean, what's his name, who does TV?
Jimmy Johnson?
Jimmy Johnson did not do it.
No, he didn't do it either. Right, so there's only been a handful, and I think those for him, even though like Jimmy Johnson helped him win.
Jason Garrett did it, correct?
Yeah, he was a do boy. You think like after Parcells, I don't remember that. I can't.
Bum Phillips.
They were all like do boys, coaches that he could get. That's why it's going to be interesting if Belichick is really somebody that he would hire, because Bill is not going to be like, hey, Jerry came down and said, hey, I want you to put this play in.
Speaking of midseason decisions, Steelers are going to go with Russell Wilson when they're 4-2.
Dumb decision.
Oh, I didn't see that.
This is so stupid. This might be one of the stupidest decisions I've seen in the NFL this year.
Let's ride.
Like, Justin Fields has 10 touchdowns to 2 interceptions.
Right.
And he's 4-2 with the Steelers team, which, by the way, this roster on the Steelers team, outside of the defense, is not great. The offensive roster stinks.
Yeah.
Like, it's only George Pickens to throw the football to, and Najee Harris seems washed.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't understand what they want.
And Freiermuth. I mean, that's really all they got.
I'm actually jacked for Sunday night. You got Aaron Rodgers and his best friend Tay against the Steelers and Russell Wilson. Who's a bigger douche canoe, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
Steelers seeing Devontae Adams back-to-back weeks.
And this is a horrible move. You're right, Greg. This is a horrible move because Chaim just told you about how Justin Fields is playing. Like, he's not lighting the world on fire, but he's
not killing you by
any
means.
What happens if Russell Wilson goes out there and he's just god awful?
Right.
How do you
Broncos country? Let's ride.
That's right.
How do you go back to Justin Fields? That becomes a major issue. Yeah, I think this is a horrible move.
Is Rihanna calling the plays?
No, that would be Sierra.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm trying to get that cred.
That's close.
Can we rewind? Dump it. I wonder if Sierra's calling the plays. Nah.
This is David from Florida. What's up, David?
Good morning.
Hey.
So first of all, Greg, I mean, how would you respond if, say, Robert Kraft pulled a Jerry Jones on you?
I mean,
what would be your retort?
I would have basically said that I'm employed by, you know, I don't work for you, so nice try on firing me. Yeah. But that
guy does work for him, right?
Did you get all defensive?
Those guys work for our company.
Oh, I thought they were the...
And I would assume that Jerry Jones isn't firing anybody. He could stop doing the show if he wants to do it.
Okay.
Then you're a real schmuck.
Yeah. I thought they had the rights.
So anyways, though, you were talking yesterday about the referees and how there's a flag every play. And, I mean, yes, it's so annoying and aggravating, but I'm curious if there's a directive from the NFL to enforce things more tightly, or if it's what's the reasoning behind it?
Wiki, what do you think it is? First of all, do you find this season to be worse than it was last season? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I can't really tell. It depends on the crew.
Aaron Rodgers, to his credit,
mm-hmm.
which we rarely say, said that the call, the, you know, roughing the quarterback was not, he didn't think that should have been called.
Yeah, there were some, like, even Bill was talking about it on the broadcast, like, some of the calls, they just, like, just, it doesn't make sense. But I guess if you're, the only way I can kind of, like, lean is if they're calling it for both teams, if they're just god-awful for both teams. But, I mean, when you it's difficult. I think they need to be a little bit more, is it lenient? Is that the word for, especially for defensive pass interference? I feel like they throw so many defensive pass interferences where you're like, that's not really defensive pass interference. Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how they missed that face mask on Sunday.
Yeah, they called a DPI on the Patriots on the first drive of the game on third down when they would have gotten off the field with nothing but a field goal, but they miss a blatant face mask in the middle of the open field. Makes total sense, right?
Yes, the football is being run, and how are you not? Aren't you focused on the
running back?
You can see his helmet turn 90 degrees.
Yeah. I don't get how they didn't see that one. But there are some things, like when you start to look at, what did they call? I think they called a holding. No, they called a unnecessary roughness on one of the defensive linemen.
On the offensive linemen
for like blocking. Throwing the guy down and then like finishing off his block. And
also, when do they decide to use replay assist? Because they used it in Monday Night Football to say, oh yeah, not illegal man downfield on the offensive line, but they can't use it to like give us the face mask penalty?
I'll tell you when they use that. It's when the Chiefs need a call.
Got it. Okay.
Shime, that's a really good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, like they used it in the Bills-Jets game. And they're like, oh yeah, thanks to replay assist, we know not illegal man downfield. We're picking up the flag. How can they not be like, whoever it is from New York, be like, yeah, that's a face mask. Make sure to drop the flag real quick. And they do that. And then it's like, all right, yeah, you got it.
That's a good point.
I don't understand.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't even know that you could do that with penalties.
In the Twitch chat, somebody suggesting that your career was essentially made based off a missed call.
Nope. Who's correct?
It was the right call.
Yeah, it was the right call. That was the rule.
Tuck rule.
And it wasn't my career that was made off of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It was probably more Brady, right?
That was an accurate call.
Right.
In the snow. They had to change the rule, but the rule was properly enforced.
I had set a playoff record that game until Deion Branch broke it. So I like to say...
Was it most words in the huddle?
Well, I like to say maybe it might have never...
Longest sentence?
You know what my claim to fame is maybe you might not have known who Tom Brady was if it wasn't for my Oakland performance.
That is correct.
So, I mean, you know,
and look,
at least give me that.
He's the owner of
By the way, Wiggs,
how about that?
You're
welcome, Tom.
You should get a cut.
Absolutely. We didn't talk about this. Edelman had a podcast about the snowball with Scott Pioli.
Yeah.
Wiggy.
Not Wiggy.
That was your day.
That's all right. He shouted me out on it. They both big me up, so I'll take it.
All right.
Appreciate that, Jules.
Heads up, tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien early at 6:45 as they get ready for Virginia Tech. We'll do that tomorrow. And a quick reminder that if you cannot listen to this show and this station on the radio, you can stream it every day at WEEI.com. You can download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and listen to us from wherever you are, whenever you want. And you can also ask your smart device to play 93.7 WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.